Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And joining us today is Bruce Hurwitz, President and CEO of Hurwitz Strategic Staffing and a recognized authority on LinkedIn. His two accounts consist of over 38,000 first-degree connections, and by using this network, he has successfully closed searches in a matter of minutes and helped career counseling clients expand their networks to find employment. Bruce is author of A Hooker's Guide to Getting a Job, Parables from the Real World of Career Counseling and Executive Recruiting. So welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Stacey. I've been looking forward to this. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I think before we get into the whole LinkedIn conversation, got to ask you about the title of the book.
When you're talking
about
I was waiting
a
for
hooker's
that.
Guide to getting a job, are you talking about a hooker? Is it a prostitute hooker or a different type?
You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm absolutely shocked.
Hey, you did it.
You think such
a
thing.
I'm sure you've gotten this question a lot.
If you, when you look at the cover of the book, there is a picture of a English gentleman in a three-piece suit with a bowler hat and a folded umbrella sitting on a fish hook.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that we hook you in on my approach to conducting a job search. However,
okay,
as I explained in the introduction, it did come from prostitution, but not in the way anybody might think. When I was in high school, we had a guest speaker. I don't remember who he was, but he said that when you're looking for a job, quote, think like a hooker. Make sure you're dressed to attract. Make sure you're in the right location. Make sure you know what your expectations are and the other party's expectations are. And he painted this picture, which infuriated our teacher and cracked us up because we were, what, 16, 17 years old. We thought it was funny. But it stuck with me. And as long as you look at it humorously, and nobody has been offended, especially because it's a fish hook.
Right.
So people get it when they see the cover. The other side of it is that I now own the trademark for A Hooker's Guide. And what I'm hoping to do is to develop a series of books akin to Dummies and Idiots. If you remember when Dummies and Idiots came out, people were offended. You know, you're giving me a, Twitter for Dummies, which is a good book. But, you know, Twitter's for Dummies, you think I'm a dummy? And no. These are good books. These are solid publications. You can learn a lot. It's a fun approach, and that's what I'm going for. The people who have read that my book, with all due modesty, have always responded positively. They've gotten I forget how many chapters, but I cannot believe that there is someone out there looking for a job who will not be able to relate to one of the characters in the book chapter looks at one character.
Okay. Well, Bruce, thanks for clearing that up, because I
Not
felt as if I'm mentioning your book title. We've got to put all the disclaimers out there for people just in case.
You should
now
see what happens,
course,
when I get introduced at the New York Public Library when I speak.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But I have
people
the book
probably
in
looking
hand
around
and they see it.
Yeah. So, but if one of those components of finding a job, of course, has exploded over the past 10 to 15 years. And we're talking about the internet and using online resources to help with the connections and with the networking and with finding those jobs that aren't listed in the newspapers anymore or online. So what are some of the most important parts of LinkedIn coming from in terms of your profile to make yourself stand out in a sea of millions?
Well, what I've got to do right now is to begin with a caveat. LinkedIn is very good at updating their site. problem is they just updated their site this morning. And when I went online to send out some messages to some of my connections, I couldn't do it the normal way. I've got to go back online and figure out what the new system is. So they may be making changes eventually again to the profile, but for right now, what I'm going to say is accurate. And to answer your question with that caveat, the most important things are, first, your photo. Should be a headshot of you that is professional, not your photo when you were 10 years old, not a group shot, not your pet. A nice headshot of you, because that's what people are going to see. This is a professional site. It's not Facebook. Next, your name. First name, last name, no initial, no lettering after your name. For example, I have two accounts, as you mentioned, and I wanted to be able to differentiate the two when I saw them on my browser. So I set them up. The main one is Bruce Hurwitz, and I set up the second one is Bruce A. Hurwitz. Well, sometimes the system thought that A was my last name. So I changed it to Bruce Hurwitz, PhD, and then all of a sudden PhD was coming up as my last name. You want your first name, your last name, nothing else. Then after your name comes the professional headline. That's where you describe yourself in a few characters. So I have down executive recruiter, career counselor, publisher. On that line, you want to succinctly describe what it is that you do. Then your location. And finally, your industry. Now, you have to choose your industry from a drop-down list that they give you. So, for example, if you're in sales, there's no, and don't ask me why, but there's no industry sales. The closest thing is marketing and advertising. So that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. So those are the five. The photo, the name, the professional headline, the location, and the industry. You'll notice I didn't say a word about the actual content of the profile. Because a recruiter, who has time to read the profiles? If I'm contacting, and I do this on a regular basis, hundreds of first-degree connections, how am I supposed to do that if I read everyone's profile? There's not right. enough time. So all I care about is your location and your industry when I am deciding who to send a message to. And then if it's not for you, okay, so no harm, no foul, and if it is, great.
Right. Now, what are some of the mistakes that people are making right now when looking for a job on LinkedIn?
First, they try to be cute. Don't be cute. Second, I received an email, or not an email, a message through LinkedIn from one of my connections saying, I'm looking for a job. Please look at my profile. Tell me if you've got something for me. Wrong. You don't do it that way. You're giving me work to do. I don't know you from Adam. I don't have the time to go to your profile. Tell me who you are. Tell me what you do. And if I've got something, then I'll respond. Send me your resume. Because your LinkedIn profile is not a legally binding document. Your resume is. I need the resume. I also need the resume in my database. But don't ask me to look at your profile. Send me your resume or give me a brief description about you so that I can ask for your resume. Keep everything professional. Every so often somebody forgets that LinkedIn is in Twitter and they send out a cutesy little message. You don't want to do that because you don't know how it will be interpreted. And lastly, don't pay anybody to prepare a profile for you. All you have to do, it's very intuitive, just answer the questions. The system asks you questions, you answer it. That's how you build a profile. Just cut and paste your resume. That's all you have to do. Don't make a big deal out of it.
And Bruce, so we have the mistakes, right? Now, what are the keys to actually landing the job, not, you know, finding a query or whatever, actually landing a job on LinkedIn?
You are not going to land a job on LinkedIn.
Well,
nobody's
there you go.
Going to hire you because you've got a LinkedIn profile. They may find you. It may be the way to start a conversation, but you're not going to land a job. So the two questions are, how do you find a job, and how do you get found? I don't think that's grammatically correct, but it's close enough. To find a job, it's simple. Right at the top of the page, of the home page, there's a tab that says jobs. Click on it. Enter in your profession, what you're looking for. You'll get hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs. And then you can filter it by location. You can also join groups. And most groups have what they call a jobs discussion page. And that's where people will post a job description. If they don't want to pay to have the job listed as a proper classified ad, if you will. So that's how you can find jobs on LinkedIn. But you want to be found. So again, you want to make sure that your name is properly presented. You have the right location, the right industry. Then in your profile, you want to list all of your former employers and all the schools that you attended, because somebody who used to work for you or with you may be looking for you. And you want to make it easy for you to be found. So they'll do a search of XYZ Corporation, and your name will come up. And then they'll say, oh, that's the guy. It was 15 years ago. I remember him. He was good at that. I'm going to contact him. But if you don't put down that job from 15 years ago, they're not going to be able to find you. Then when you cut and paste your resume, if the resume is a good resume, then all the keywords that you need are going to be in the resume. So then if somebody is looking for you doing a search by keyword, they'll find you. You'll come up. It could be, for example, a software program. I was doing an IT search. The person had to have experience, I believe it was with Oracle, and that was the word that I that was the keyword that I was searching for. Then the trick is this. On the professional headline, where at the beginning of the interview I said you put down a brief description, I have executive recruiter, career counselor, publisher. What you should put down is seeking new opportunities in whatever, in sales, in marketing, in IT, what have you. Recruiters will do searches for the keyword seeking or keyword looking or opportunities to find people who are looking for jobs. Plus the fact that if you do a search of people by keyword opportunities in, let's say, computer hardware as the industry, you'll immediately see, you don't have to open up the profile, you'll see that they're looking for a new job. It says seeking new opportunities. So you'll immediately contact them. And that's the simplest way to do it.
Well, Bruce, you've given us a lot to chew on here in terms of the profiles and what we need to be doing on LinkedIn to make ourselves open, of course, to being found. I think that's the key here when we're talking about that. And I know you have more tips and pieces of advice and practical things people can do. Thank you, of course. We are speaking with Bruce Hurwitz. He's president and CEO of Hurwitz Strategic Staffing. You can find him online at hsstaffing.com, where you can also purchase an autographed copy of his book, A Hooker's Guide to Getting a Job. And he can be reached at either BH, Bruce Hurwitz, BH at hsstaffing.com. Staffing.com or call 646-368-5381. Thank you, Bruce, for being here.
My pleasure, Stacy. Thank you very much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.